It's a big week for the future of the Navajo Nation. That's the sprawling Native American territory in the Southwest. The government there is racing to finalize a plan to keep one of the biggest coal-fired power plants in the country from going dark. If they don't, the plant will start shutting down. If they do, it'll stay open another 2 years, possibly more. Yesterday, we heard from the Navajo president. He's been struggling to deal with the potential lost revenue and jobs from the plant and from a nearby coal mine. Today, the World's Environment reporter Carolyn Beeler brings us the story of one Navajo family and its relationship with the power plant.
At night in the dark northern Arizona desert, the Navajo generating station looks like it's been draped in Christmas lights. It's not part of the skyline, it is the skyline. And it's an equally outsized part of this man's life.
We're going to go ahead and start the chapter meeting.
My name is Jerry Williams and I work at the Navajo generating station.
Williams is also head of the Navajo community next door to the plant, where he's running a meeting tonight.
So I have two hats that I wear here in the community.
Both of Williams' roles are closely linked to the massive power plant. Income from the plant and the coal mine that supplies it pay for staffers and keep the lights on in this local government building. The plant has also meant a good job for Williams near where he grew up.
The wage that I get working there, I'm grateful. It keeps me close to my community and allows me to do what I want to do.
Besides serving his community, that means raising his three kids in the Navajo culture and making enough money to put all three of them through college at once.
Growing up here near the reservation was actually really beneficial for us as Navajos.
Here's Michaela, who's 25 and the oldest Williams kid. I talked to her and her siblings outside the local community building while their dad was running the meeting inside.
Our grandparents, they actually live about 30 minutes away from here, and we were just around our family all the time.
We learn a lot of things, cultural values, you know.
That's Mallory, the middle child. The kids grew up in a small town just off the reservation, a couple miles from where we're talking, but they visited the reservation a lot, and they kept cattle there. This is Garrison, the youngest.
If you were to move into a city, especially for Navajo culture, you wouldn't be surrounded like your grandparents. You wouldn't have the ability to see like livestock, you know, feed animals. You get away from your language, your ceremonies, your songs. So then you're not going to learn your own culture.
People here worry that's what's going to happen now that the plant's owners say they're going to shut it down. They fear the community and culture will be hurt as more than 700 jobs and tens of millions of dollars in revenue disappear. But that's not the whole story. The Navajo generating station is also a major source of smog and greenhouse gases. So the move to close the plant also begs a tough question for this family.
Is there an upside to this? Are you in any way glad to see it closing in terms of environmental impact?
Honestly,
here's Mallory Williams again.
My dad works there. A lot of his income is what's taking me, my sister, and my little brother through school. Other than that, I know how environmentalists feel differently about the power plant. I understand their views as well, but in somewhat, I guess you would say I'm a little selfish.
It's really hard because to us, it's disrespectful to go against your parents at times, especially since they're the ones that have given you food and given you life.
Michaela and Mallory and the brother Garrison are all fiercely loyal to their parents. But they also recognize the link between climate change and the smokestacks they can see from basically anywhere in town.
As traditional Navajos, we believe that we're here to protect the earth. I want to protect the earth as well. I want to be part of that. For me, I actually wish that maybe a few years ago that Navajo Nation would have actually jumped onto solar wind. But at the same time, I do understand, like, my family does benefit off the power plant.
You can hear that the kids are a little conflicted. Their father, Jerry, not so much.
I know there's, if we look out there, things being emitted into the air. But it's not bad to where, as the way people put it.
That's a matter of perspective. The Navajo Generating Station is one of the top 10 greenhouse gas polluters in the entire U.S., but for Williams, it's far too important to lose. So he's been crisscrossing the Navajo Nation, advocating for a plan to keep the power plant open for at least a couple more years. Navajo leaders are racing to finalize that plan by Saturday's deadline. Williams hopes they do, and that buys enough time to find new owners to keep the plant open longer. If not, he says,
I'll probably be the last one out, turn the lights off, and then I'll see what I can do after that.
For The World, Carolyn Beeler from the Navajo Nation.
Tomorrow, we'll hear a different, very different perspective on the same story from a family of Navajo environmental activists who would be happy to see the power plant close.